This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. The upcoming Ward 20 election has 23 registered candidates going head-to-head this November. Seat for Ward 20 was officially vacated on August 3rd after the resignation of former councillor Gary Crawford. In the last election, three candidates trailed behind Crawford. Only two of the three are running again for this by-election. They are Prati Kandavel and Kevin Rupasingh. At the last election for Ward 20, Kandavel finished in second place with 6,936 votes. Before running his first campaign as councillor, Kandavel was Toronto District School Board trustee for 8 years. Kandavel says,
I think being on the school board for 8 years, it gave me a powerful insight into how our city is governed, albeit at the school board level. It was a very deep dive into how diverse and complex our city is.
With this upcoming election, it is Kandavel's second time running for the position. His campaign has 6 issues that make up his major platform. The issues displayed on the website are bus frequency, neighborhood safety, better local services, improving local parks, and responsible planning and building of affordable housing.
On the city level, we're seeing, incredible challenge for so many young people to find affordable housing. And imagine the vast majority are looking to a path to ownership. And so this is something where many young people, I'm, 40, so I know what it's like to be young and looking to go out on your own. And this is where our city has failed to build enough housing in areas that make sense.
Kandavel shares his platform of affordable housing with a first-time running candidate. Jessica Hines is a candidate in this upcoming election. She is an affordable housing organizer in the Oakwood Vaughan area. One of her main platform points is safe and maintained affordable housing that is equitable.
So equitable housing for me, I use it as an umbrella term to refer to everything. So whether that is when having affordable units, ensuring that, developers also are, I don't say compliant, but they also should have the same vision of the definition of affordability, because equity also means people that are currently renting out, that their units are safe places to live. Sometimes I talk to residents and just hearing that their landlord doesn't want to fix their unit or they're being mistreated. Some too are newcomers, so they don't feel that they are able to vocalize their own living conditions.
Her other two platforms are around reliable TTC and public transit service, as well as neighborhood safety. While it is her first time running, it's not her first time in the local political scene. Hines has volunteered to help in multiple political campaigns. She has volunteered for Councillor Jamal Myers' last campaign and MPP Raymond Cho's last campaign. Hines says that she learned a lot about what it takes to run a campaign from those two, especially Cho.
And he comes from a background of social working and helping people. So it just, just working with him, it just showed me that it's beyond just making promises, but also having a heart to do the work, because I think that will keep you in the long term.
Election day will be on November 30th, with advanced voting taking place on November 25th and 26th, with their signs going up on the 5th of November.